16 on the ticket in time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep. And the great Gordo joins us from Dealey Plaza this morning. Come in, Gordo.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Do you have me loud and clear?
Yes.
On this very historic day. Now, I begin this broadcast in a cold, balmy, overcast day here on the anniversary, 48th anniversary. I am right where Abraham Zapruder was standing when he took the famous Zapruder film.
Wow.
That's how I begin this. And there's already people milling about. You know, it's always interesting to come down here because there's always people with cameras, obviously, but you also find people with tape measures and pamphlets and all kinds of weird scientific devices that they've come up with. And we've got some of those out here now. And I got to tell you, I know they're about to redo the monument here at Dealey Plaza, the famous, that whatever that white semicircle monument thing is that was back behind Abraham Zapruder. It looks horrible. I mean, the paint is peeling on it. Bums use it to go to the bathroom and defecate inside there.
Really?
It's just, yo, it's horrible. It looks bad. All right, now I'm heading down the hill here towards the street, right between the two X's, between shots 2 and shots 3. The fatal headshot was shot 3. Walking up the sidewalk now, and here's a guy who's taking some measurements and setting up a tripod and marking things down on the sidewalk with tape. What's your name, sir?
Jim Nicholson.
Jim Nicholson. I'm Gordon Keith.
Tim.
I'm sorry, Tim. Gordon Keith, the Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're obviously down here covering the anniversary of the assassination. And I noticed you got a lot of stuff with you. You got a toolkit and some sort of board that you've constructed to go on your tripod there. What are you doing exactly?
Well, in this case, I'm trying to figure out if a shot from the knoll would have hit Connolly.
Hit Connolly from the front.
Yes.
Yeah. That's from the knoll over by there by the stockade fence.
I'm going to prove that's possible.
You're trying to prove that's possible. And do you have a theory that it that you think that may have been possible?
Yeah, there's several pieces of evidence. If you give me a card, I can send you information.
A card? Well, we're trying to interview people now on an audio medium to try to get some of this information now, if that's at all possible. What?
Here's my email address.
Okay. You want to broadcast it over the air? Is it something like hornydad41 or something like that at Gmail?
No, okay. It's tim.a.nicholson@gmail.com.
Okay, so if anyone has any information on the assassination, just email you?
That's fine.
Okay.
No spam.
No spam. Okay,
no.
Fair enough. Now, do you have a theory as to what happened here in Dealey Plaza that day?
You email me.
Well, I mean, just a thumbnail sketch of Lee Harvey Act alone?
6 different shooters, 8 shots, 4 from the Texas School Book Depository, 2 on the 6th floor, 2 on the 4th floor,
gosh,
a gunman on the grassy knoll.
Sorry about all that.
And also a gunman somewhere in the entourage.
In the Kennedy entourage?
Yes, because of the smell of gun smoke. And the wind was blowing directly into the faces of the people in the entourage.
So 6 shooters, 8 shots.
And the gun smoke could have only come from somebody, a gunman in the entourage for that reason.
Good perhaps point. The driver? Perhaps the driver turned around?
No, there's no evidence of that. There's the Zapruder film shows him looking forward.
Zapruder film could have been altered, though.
The only thing that was done to the Zapruder film was to remove frames because the limousine came to a complete stop.
I told you, Gordo. Right.
So that was
missing.
All that was done.
That's what I've always thought, too. What about my theory? Now, my theory is that once he received the neck wound, Kennedy knew he was done for, and at that point he stood up and shot himself in the head.
Absurd.
But if they altered the Zapruder film to edit that out...
No, they did not. There was no time to alter the Zapruder film. There was less than 48 hours to edit the film, and any any exotic manipulation of the images would have taken weeks.
What about Jackie doing in JFK? You know, he was a philanderer, cheated on her.
No, it was the CIA that planned this operation, and
Ruby in on it.
Yes, definitely.
Was Lee Harvey Oswald in on it?
He knew about it in advance, but I don't think he was a participant.
Oh my God! Well, I'm right there with you. Keep up the good work here.
Thank you very much. Could you please send me an email?
Yeah, if I can remember your email address.
Do you have it recorded?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, this is kind of an odd circumstance, but the grandson of Abraham Zapruder rolls on my show, so he'll have the tape.
Oh, wonderful. Now, that's wonderful. You can talk to me later in the day when I'm done with this.
Okay, appreciate it. Keep up the scientific work.
You guys work.
What's your name?
You know?
Gordon Keith.
Gordon Keith?
Yeah.
Okay.
They call me Gordon Lee Harvey Keith.
And my name is Tim Nicholson, and I studied electrical engineering at Stanford University, and I'm the class of 1971.
All right. Well, there you go.
And Stanford's winning again.
Was a football
good.
Fan.
Yeah. And did you stay hard? JFK was just mentioned, and that's kind of a touching tribute, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Tim. Appreciate it.
Would you stop chickening out and take on people like this?
I'm a conspiracy theorist now. I agree with them.
Hey, it didn't sound like he was doing very well. Did he look okay or look homeless?
He smelled like Occupy Dallas.
Oh no.
Yeah, he did. And you got to see this contraption that he's erecting here on the sidewalk. After doing like 45 minutes worth of these minute measurements, he throws up a tripod that it looks like he got from Goodwill and some sort of wooden contraption that he'd nailed together. And I don't know how that's going to prove anything, but anyway, that's his theory. He's got 6 shooters and 8 bullets. All right, now there's a guy over here who claims that he conducts walking tours of Dealey Plaza, and he's wearing some sort of badge that he thinks looks official, but it looks homemade. How you doing, sir? Remember I was talking to you earlier about the walking tour?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ron Rice.
Now, Ron, you're dressed in, what do you call this? That looks warm.
Army, coverall, I guess.
Army coverall. Now, Ron, you're wearing like an official looking badge here. Tell me what this badge is about.
Well,
by the way, you and I are standing right on the corner of the school book depository at Houston and Elm, right where the commemorative plaque is, and it's right through those steps right there. That's where Lee Harvey Oswald came out of the school book depository after the shooting.
I know.
Right.
Mm.
Anyway, so go ahead. You were talking about your badge.
No, I just like to have something that makes people feel easy talking to me. It has what I do, my name, what I do, what I charge.
It says, Ron Rice, I conduct JFK walking tours in Dealey Plaza. I work for Generous Tips. Now, Ron, let's get into the assassination if we can.
What the hell?
Don't worry about that.
I tell you what, I'll give you a real quick tour.
Well, I don't know if I have full time for that, but I would like to ask you what...
It takes 5-10 minutes.
Well, what is your personal opinion as to what happened here? How many shots were fired?
6 shots by 4 people.
Wow.
6 shots by 4 people.
Okay.
And and who was behind those shots?
What do you mean?
CIA, FBI, Lee Harvey acting alone as all 4 shooters.
Oh, a little bit of everybody.
A little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
All working together?
Yeah.
Very weak.
Was Lee Harvey one of the actual shooters?
Could have been.
What would you say is the percentage that he was involved in pulling a trigger?
If he was shooting at anybody, he was shooting at John Connally.
Hmm.
He wasn't even shooting.
He wanted Connally out of the way, and I'm assuming you're saying that because Connally was one of the guys that he wrote when he was trying to get back into America, right?
Right.
To have his...
Let's go down the street a little bit.
Oh, okay.
See, Gordon?
What's that? Yes, sir.
If you could find
this
somebody,
is Tim again. Yeah.
If you could find somebody to help me for a few minutes, I would appreciate that.
How do you mean, that guy?
Like help you do what? Like yoga or what are you doing?
Just to move a little sign into the street while the traffic is not moving, so I can take a photograph.
Have the guy with the badge help.
Wait, you're saying that I need to go take that tripod that you set up about 100 yards from here, and I got to move that into the traffic? While you're standing here at the corner of the school book depository? You already only, have your tool case out in the lane.
Right. Only when the traffic's not moving.
Where do I have to put it?
I have a spot marked.
Well, I'm worried I'm going to get hit, Tim.
Oh.
Is there any way that I can stay here and you go move it?
Do you want to take the photograph?
Yeah, I'll take the photograph, sure. Where do I need to take it from?
From the picket fence.
Oh, okay. I got to do the fence part. So, wait, you've got three different areas here. Oh, you're taking this down?
Just because I don't want it to get stolen.
This is a second tripod.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of wood are you using for these hot shoe attachments?
Just regular pine.
Yeah, that's a good choice. All right, well, what happened to Ron?
He kept going with his tour.
Ron's going to the hospital right now?
I think so.
Oh, you're saying he looks pregnant?
Yeah, that's not normal. Yeah.
Hey, Ron! Ron! We were talking. What happened?
Have Ron put the tripod in the right lane.
All right, hold on. Let me go find Ron real quick. Hey, Ron! There's another conspiracy dude who needs your help. There's another guy down here who needs your help in setting up some sort of camera from behind the grassy knoll.
Will you pay me for it?
I don't know. I thought all you guys helped each other that are, you know, trying to uncover the truth of the Kennedy deal.
That's all right, guy. You take it easy, all right?
Well, no, I want to talk to you, Ron. I want to talk to you about the fact that...
I don't like people standing behind me with a camera.
Well, he's not associated with me in any way.
Well,
he's just... Hey, he's following me, too.
You not want him to film, Ron?
You not want him to film, Ron?
Look, I'm just going to be left alone, all right, guys?
Okay, thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. You have a good day.
All right, so Ron was just trying to give some tours to make some money, and then...
Yeah, Ron doesn't really want to be on record on anything.
Who's the guy with the camera?
I'm not sure. Let me find out who's got the camera. What are you guys filming the camera stuff for?
We're shooting a documentary about Dealey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About Dealey, the guy who founded the Dallas Morning News?
No, more about the plaza, not the founder.
Oh, okay. What all have you found so far?
We found some bottle caps, some coins, some Dealey coins. I mean,
more in the way of human flotsam and jetsam.
Oh, human stuff? Well, we found...
Are there any lone gunman people that come out here?
Yeah, they bring their guns out here and hang
out. No. I mean, do you have, like, guys who actually believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone? Do they mill about the plaza, or is this only a haven for the conspiracy theorists?
It's a haven for us conspiracy people. Lone
You're a conspiracy theorist guy?
I am.
What's your particular theory?
My latest theory is Jackie did it.
Okay, see, you're putting me on, and I should have known that.
No.
He says Jackie did it. You know, that's not too far from my JFK did it himself. See, I think
that's my favorite theory.
Yeah, okay, follow me through on this. If Jack Kennedy knew that people were trying to kill him, why wouldn't he want to get the jump on them?
And
not give them the satisfaction.
And as Tim mentioned, the Zapruder film is missing. Maybe part of what's missing is JFK putting a gun to his head.
Right. It's a quick alteration. They just photoshopped out him putting a Glock sideways up to his own head.
It makes total sense.
And laughing maniacally. There's that guy again.
Who's that?
I think it's an undercover cop who's a P1 who's driving through here in a black Dodge Charger.
Not doing his job.
And every time, ooh, here's somebody getting out of a cowboy cab right here at Dealey Plaza. Oh, and he's got a blue mohawk. How you doing, sir?
Well, how you doing?
Hey, you out here for the Dealey Plaza?
No, I'm just going to go visit some friends over at the Hyatt, actually.
Oh, you are? You got quite a wild look going on.
Well, thank you.
What do you do for a living? You look like a musician or an artist.
I drill oil wells for a living. I'm a directional driller. I drill
just
oil wells.
Just for fun?
Gas
with a blue mohawk and sleeves, basically, on your arm with tattoos?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Why do you think all these people are gathered out here today?
I'd say it probably has something to do with the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, you just got dropped off in the cowboy cab.
I did.
And you're about to head over to the Hyatt. But before you go, I want to ask you your personal theory as to what occurred here 48 years ago today.
I would say second shooter in the grassy knoll.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Two shooters. How many shots?
One, two, three. Three shots, yeah.
Three shots.
Two up top, one kill shot from the grassy knoll.
All right. What about the theory that a shirtless LBJ fired a shot?
No, not buying into the shirtless LBJ theory. No. I like that one, though. I think I might take that one and make it my own.
Thank you for your courage.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
Okay, sure. There you go. Hey, here's a guy. How you doing?
How are you?
I want to talk to you about the assassination out here. You down here to observe the anniversary?
I'm out here just checking it out.
Just checking it out.
Right.
Now, what's your personal theory? What's your name, by the way?
I'm Freddie.
Freddie. That's a great name.
Yep.
Freddie name. Very powerful name. What's your personal theory, Freddie, as to what occurred here 48 years ago? Was it gunman, right?
No, I believe the fourth window down from 501 was open, the sixth floor and the fifth floor. I believe the fatal shot came from behind the picket fence to the right temple of his head, because she wouldn't be crawling off the back of the trunk of the car if something didn't take place that day. She'd still be sitting still.
If something didn't take place that day, well, something did take place that day. I think everyone agrees with that.
The right temple. He was shot to the right temple.
But if he was shot in the right temple, the bullet would have kept traveling and gone right into Jackie or perhaps into the car.
Well, not if it was shot directly where it was. There's a lot of different theories. I got to go. Good talking
to you.
Well,
wait, who was behind? So how many different gunmen were there, did you say?
I would say two.
Two different gunmen?
Two.
How many bullets? How many shots?
I would say at least four shots and two hit him. Total six.
Two gunmen.
Four missed him.
Okay. Yeah. Two gunmen, six shots.
Right.
Okay, and who was behind it? FBI, CIA, anti-Castro Cubans, pro-Castro Cubans?
Probably the CIA is what most people believe.
Is that the one you would go with?
And the FBI. I don't know.
Was Ruby involved in it?
Ruby was involved in it. I got to go, gentlemen.
Well, where you
got
to go? We're talking.
I do things. I don't have time to talk to you right now.
But you have, like, things to give away, don't you?
No, I don't.
I thought you had a little pamphlet there.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Freddie. I'm on your
side,
man, here.
Say, man, don't harass me. I got into you with you last year out here.
Right.
So don't harass me.
But yeah, you told me to have a nice day, remember?
Right. Have a nice day again.
Or what you going to do?
Well, I have nothing to do. I'll just tell you, have a nice day.
But we're trying to have a nice day.
Go
talking,
out here.
Freddie.
Why don't you talk to some of these people?
Because I already have talked to them.
No, you didn't. They just drove up.
Well,
they
those
from
people
PA.
Right there?
Yep, they sure are.
Well, that's a woman. I can't talk to a woman.
Why?
I'm kind of a strict Muslim. Come on, Freddie. See, we're having fun, right? We're laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
I just like to talk about the assassination with you.
Well, I mean, I...
But you always talk to me for 2 minutes and you want to leave.
Everybody, I got things to do. Everybody's got a different theory.
But you say
that gentleman. Wait. What's your theory? Come here.
But you say you have things to do, but every time I come down here, you're here.
Yeah. Say, what
is the JFK?
He's here to see me.
Okay.
A nice handshake there, Freddie. Now let's keep talking. Okay? You want to keep talking?
Nah, I don't have nothing to say.
All right, what about 9/11? Was that a conspiracy?
Probably. A lot of people believe it was.
Right. But what do you think? I'm asking you what you think.
What do you think?
What do I think? You think?
Yeah.
I think you do think it was a conspiracy, and I think that you think that Bush was in on it.
Well, I don't know about Bush, because Philip Bush, the computer came out of WT7, was the
We're still on English, right? We're still talking English?
The Secret Service agents.
Oh, okay.
And then you had the Treasury Agent computers in there, and you had the CIA, all in WT7.
WT7. All right. Well, there you have
that.
Not really, but
yeah,
I'll take
it all
word.
Went down, and nobody's in the building at all. No one whatsoever. But all the computers came out of it.
Well, Freddie, I'm going to end with you have a nice day. All right. All right. I'm calling 911.
All right.
I can't believe you ran into him again.
He's got to think, why won't this guy leave me alone?
It's the strangest thing. He loves me, and then he turns on me in a second, and he starts trying to walk away, and then I don't know. I can't figure out where I stand with Freddie.
Boy, that's great. All right, Gordo, fantastic job down there at Dealey Plaza.
All right, we've basically uncovered more and more truths. We got more and more gunmen and more and more shots. Mm-hmm. And this thing just keeps getting more complicated every single year, which proves there's something behind all this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
A little something to it.
Yipper.
Gordon Keith signing off from LHO's Memorial.
All right.
I mean,
yes, Dealey Plaza.
Indeed.
That is the corner. It is 9:35.